The way I get from there to here, I find a bridge and I cross it. Troubled waters under there, I don't care, I cross it. So tell me why.
Havana gila, Havana gila, Havana gila, venismecha. Havana gila, Havana gila, Havana gila, venismecha. Havana ranena, Havana ranena, Havana ranena, venismecha. Havana ranena, Havana ranena, Havana ranena, venismecha. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Judge Eve Show. I hope you enjoy the Israeli music, even though the singer is not exactly professional. I'm so happy and so glad to welcome Nikki Van Valkenburg to the show today. She's a mother, she's a sister, Christian sister in the Lord, and she has written a book about how to train your brain to transform your life and conquer ADHD in 60 days without Ritalin. She has an instrument she sells that helps with the same thing and potentially helps with PTSD. She was named Best Self-Improvement Book by by Mom's Choice Awards in Chesapeake, Virginia. She was voted Best Motivational Book Reader's Favorite Awards in Las Vegas. She's the director of 20MinutesToLessStress.com, and she's a writer, which is funny, upstate parent but low country parent. I don't know why the two names. Plus Palmetto Parent Magazine. So welcome to the show, Nikki. I'm so glad to have you.
Thank you, Judge Eve. Yes.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. Yeah, nice to talk to you. We email so much, and now we finally talk in person.
Exactly. And I was just going to say, since you are a sister in the Lord with me, that, Lord, we're humbled before you. We thank you and praise you. You said, whenever the two or three of us shall agree as touching anything, it shall be done for us. And that the meditations of our hearts and the words of our mouths be acceptable in your word, O Lord. And thank you for the favor you've given the show, and especially for Nikki, in Jesus' name. And Nikki, I think the most important thing I want people to know about before going into your background, which is amazing, is what exactly is your book about and what is the machine about? And I will ask you questions, but please go ahead and start telling us, and how did you come to handle the instrument in question?
Well, my book is called Train Your Brain, Transform Your Life, Conquer ADHD in 60 Days Without Ritalin. And my book describes a way to conquer attention deficit disorder with or without hyperactivity in 60 days. It's called ADHD.
There's ADHD without hyperactivity? I didn't
know. Yes, they have two types. They have one that's just attention deficit and one ADHD, but ADHD is an umbrella term, so it covers everything. And, you know, most people take prescription drugs for attention deficit.
Right.
They take Ritalin or Adderall, but there's another way to tackle ADHD without drugs, and this is brain training. And my book describes a method of brain training that's currently used in clinics across the country. It's very popular, it's clinically tested and very effective, and now you can do it at home. You can train your brain to conquer ADHD at home, and that saves you time, energy, and money.
And how did you come across that instrument, or, you know, going into this whole subject matter to begin with?
Well, I have my book, and then I have an upgrade, which is an actual brain training system. And most people like to start with the book because it explains everything, and it has all the research and the studies, and it's written in a conversational way. But there's an actual brain training system that you can purchase, and it's about $370. But I have a Bill Me Later program, so people have up to 1 year to pay without interest. But it's basically some headphones, eyeglasses, and a little control box with pre-programmed sessions. And how it works is you lay back on your bed, you cover up with a blanket, you put on these eyeglasses, you put on the headphones, and you flip the switch on the control box, and you'll see some mild flashing lights, and you'll hear these heartbeat sounds. And it sounds kind of peculiar, but what you're seeing and hearing is actually the rhythm of peak performance. It's
you know
the
something?
Rhythm of a person. Yeah, it's brainwaves, the brainwave rhythms of a person who's listening, focusing, tuning out distractions, getting organized, and getting things done. It's that person that we all want to be. And by listening, we're actually practicing that rhythm. And it's like they say, practice makes perfect and repetition creates mastery.
Yeah.
So by doing the sessions, you actually master that rhythm, and then it will replace your ADHD.
You know, what's coming to me as you were describing that, it's like a baby in the womb listening to the mother's heartbeat. And I wonder if there's really any connection between the two. Has anybody ever questioned that, as far as you know?
Well, that's exactly the rationale behind it. It's the heartbeat is one of the earliest sounds that a person is exposed to.
Right.
And we use that gentle heartbeat sound to bring about a different brainwave. It's kind of like water trickling down a rock. If your brain is caught, if it's parked in a certain way, it's going to trickle down a rock the same way every time. But we're teaching the brain a new pathway in the brain. Instead of being disorganized, scattered all over the place, it's teaching you this new rhythm. And this rhythm is orderly, it's even-keeled, it's stable, and it was actually founded by a neurologist at
UCLA.
Yes, it's fascinating. And it sounds so unusual, this therapy, but it's been around for a long time. It was founded actually in 1968.
Really? Wow.
Yes. By Dr. Barry Sterman. Mm-hmm. And he discovered this in his lab working with stray cats.
Wow.
But the beauty of it now is you don't have to go to a clinic. For years, people went to a clinic and they spent $2,000 or more. But now you can do it at home, and that will save you the money, the time, and the gas, all of that.
Let me ask you, because I'd like people to know where they can both get your book and how much it costs. And I love that you brought up already how you can buy the machine on time, so how much it would cost them per month. So why don't you give them information both as to the book, the cost, where to get it, and then about the instrument, the cost, how to buy it on time, and where to get it, please.
Okay. People often ask me if I'm a doctor or something like that, and I'm not. I have a master's in journalism and counseling. I'm a writer. I'm an investigative reporter, and I wrote this book because I discovered the technology, and then it worked for me. It was very effective, and then I wanted to find out, well, why does it work? And I have the manufacturer of the equipment. I had to go to them and get a license. I had to take a course and pass an exam and get a license to sell the machine.
Wow.
Well, then I researched it. Why does it work? And I wrote my book. And then the company proofread my book to make sure it was accurate.
Wow.
But you can come to my website. It's www.trainyourbraintransformyourlife.com. And my book is $24.99 with free shipping. And then the brain training system is $370, and you have up to 1 year to pay without interest, like a Bill Me Later program.
So that's about $35 a month to pay for the instrument if people buy that approximately?
Yes, you can do it like that, or you can pay all at once. You can pay, you know, a little bit at a time, however works for you.
Let me do a couple of things. I wanted to give the phone number because people can call in if they have any questions to you or where they can get the equipment or the book. And one phone number to call in is 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. Or a local type call, or, you know, could be long distance, 530-327-7602 or 530-413-4522. I think it's too many numbers already. But also there's Skype where you go on BBS radio. I'm not too technologically savvy, so I'm not sure how it will work. But if you have any questions to Nikki or how to get her book or her instrument, please call in. The one thing I wanted to point out about you, Nikki, which just amazed me, is your family history. You know, people think that only Jewish people were in concentration camps and that Hitler only killed 6 million Jews. I remember reading and then meeting people who were Catholic from Austria who were in concentration camps and who had told me that there were actually 13 million people that he had killed. And here to find from you that, I'm sorry, it just really touches me, that
yes.
Your dad was in concentration camp in Indonesia. I know Holland at the time controlled Indonesia by the Japanese. And then mm-hmm. Your mother's father was in a concentration camp in Europe. And before I let you explain it, let me say what came to me. God allowed you to be the freer of people because he, you know, incarcerated your family members. And Jesus said he came to set the captives free, you doing it through the brain training instrument. So anyway, tell us, please, about your family history.
Thank you, Judge Eve. I came to America when I was 2.5, and my father... He's a concentration camp survivor. My parents are Dutch. I was
and
born
you're
in Holland.
Jewish. And you're
and
not Jewish.
And no, not Jewish. But my mother's father. They lived during the Holocaust, and my mother remembers World War II very well. She remembers the Holocaust very well.
Wow.
And my grandfather was not a Christian, but he actually made passports for German Jewish people to leave the country and come to America. And he made false American passports. And yes, and he was actually given a certificate of bravery from President Eisenhower, and we
really?
Still have that in the scrapbook today.
And you know
yes.
what else? He should be in the Forest for the Righteous Christian in Israel. You know, Raoul Wallenberg was a Hungarian who helped save 100,000 Jews doing similar things. So maybe after we talk, and I'll research it for you, see how to find out how to get a tree planted for him in that forest. That's incredible.
Oh, that would be nice.
Yeah, and didn't you tell me he knew Corrie ten Boom? Those of you who are younger may not know.
Yes.
She was the most wonderful, wonderful Dutch Christian woman who also ended up in concentration camp.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. Go
yeah,
ahead.
Corrie ten Boom was the author of The Hiding Place.
Right.
And a lot of people remember her because there was a movie made on her life, and she came to America and spoke in a lot of churches. She wrote the book The Hiding Place, and she wrote about being in the concentration camp. She was actually my grandfather's neighbor, and they played together as children. So Corrie is a family friend. I never met Corrie. I'm 47, and I never met her, but of course everyone knew her. They talked about her growing up. Her family had a watchmaking business in Harlem. Nearby my father, my grandfather, and they played together as children, and they were close friends. My grandfather was not in the concentration camp, but Corrie, for some reason, was taken away, and she had to go. My grandfather stayed behind, and he was an advocate for people.
Didn't she
like
help
mentioned.
Jewish people too? I think because I think she and her sister.
She did. That's maybe why she was captured.
Yes, right.
She was captured.
I think one of the stories was how she had a Bible and she didn't know how to hide it because you know they made them disrobe completely, and she asked God to make it invisible, and they never saw the Bible. She could take it into the prison with her.
I remember that from the film. That, you know, it's very hard for me to watch that film. They show it on TBN every once in a while, but it's just too close to home because I know my father was in the concentration camp, and he was my grandmother had 5 children, and all of those children had to go in the camp. And my grandmother, as a mother, you can imagine that it's just a nightmare to have your little ones go to that camp, practically be starving. They were fed a potato soup My father got so thin that he would fall through the commode.
Oh, my God.
He got so skinny, and he couldn't even hold the food down anymore. He had to pray with every bite of food. He had to pray over the food. And everyone in my family, in his family, said, oh, his name's Jan. Jan's going to be the preacher. He's going to grow up and be a minister because he was the religious one. But actually, my family did not become born again until years until I was born, until my mother and father got married, and we had never heard the gospel before. My father, even though he prayed, he sought the Lord, he thanked God for everything, he was not born again, as we had never heard the gospel.
Exactly.
I think, he served God the best way he could, and he relied on God, but at the time, he did not know that the Bible and what it meant to be born again.
And that's why it's so important to have the word be taught to everybody, because otherwise they don't know what to believe in. By the way, how come they were in Indonesia? Was your grandfather on his side doing business there? Because I know Holland.
Right.
Okay.
Actually, my grandfather worked for a book publisher.
Oh,
so
how
that might be the writing side, because I've always wanted to write since I was a little girl. I knew I wanted to be a writer.
Yes.
And but I never met my grandfather. By the time I was born, he had passed away, so I never met him. But years later, we found books that he had done and manuscripts. And but I know someday I think I'll meet him in heaven.
Not only that, Nikki, but thank you for reminding me. It came to me also. You need to write a book about your family's history, what they went through as Christians, as non-Jews, and still were interred. In the concentration camps. Because you hear a lot about the Jewish people, I mean, God, that's all I knew from a little child, because being from Israel, most of the people were Holocaust survivors. In fact, being in Jerusalem, I was there, when the War of Independence took place, and the Arabs had a place called Latrun, L-A-T-R-U-N, where they would shoot on the Jewish cars that would go back and forth from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. So Jerusalem was under siege for, I forget for how many weeks. We had no food. We had nothing. For a family of four, my mother would get like a quarter of a round bread for the week. And I'll never forget when finally a caravan of trucks came on a Saturday morning, because they built a road called Bab el Wad, which they later called the Burma Road. It bypassed the shooting. And then found out from a movie called Cast a Giant Shadow, which was a true story with Kirk Douglas, about how those who built that road were Holocaust survivors. Hmm. And I cannot tell you what it's done to me. Here the people suffered so much were the ones helping, save other people. And that's what your family has done, Nikki, and they're doing it through you. So forgive me. I didn't know I would cry, but I just feel my Jewish people,
My grandfather would often share with me that they would hide people in their home. Would hide their luggage. He would do all kinds of things for the Jewish people.
Wow.
And he said that, at the time it was the Holocaust, you were not allowed to speak, say anything against Hitler.
Oh,
but
really?
And if you did, you were punished.
Wow.
You were ostracized. You were seen as a defector. But my grandfather's family, in secret, they all knew that what Hitler did was evil.
Oh.
And my grandfather said to me, he said, I couldn't say it at the time, but now I realize that Hitler was actually a demon-possessed person. Because no one could do the atrocities that he did unless there was evil and given over to evil. And that is something that we believe to this day, that Hitler, he wasn't the Antichrist, but he was an Antichrist figure. There was not any good in him at all.
Exactly.
And he was a evil, evil, manipulative person.
Yes, we do need to go into a break right now, but I'd like to discuss it a little more to tell you what I know about it and what the Jewish people have always been told about him. So if we may, we'll be all right back with you, everybody. And again, if you want to call in, it's 888-627-6008 to talk to Nikki and find out about her book and her instrument. Hello, everybody. We're back, and we're with Nikki van Valkenburg. Hard for me to say, but it's a beautiful Dutch name. And Nikki has been telling us about her book, How to Train Your Brain, about the instruments she's had. And more recently, we were talking about her history, which is amazing. You know, Nikki, what I wanted to say was what I knew about Hitler, you know, from a child. You know, everybody, Jews, mm-hmm. thought he was a Christian. For them, anybody mm-hmm. who wasn't Jewish was a Christian. And it was mm-hmm. very hard for them to understand that there's a difference between Christian and demonic. And in fact, Hitler allegedly, again, I don't know if it's true, but his grandfather or father was a Rothschild. And allegedly he was paid to kill those Jewish people so that Israel would be opened up to save the rest of the Jewish people. Okay? How yeah. true is all of that? I don't know. The other part of it, though, he definitely engaged in demonic activities, you know, his...
Yeah.
You know about that?
He was in occultism, and he did Ouija right. boards and things
like
that.
I was just going to say that, exactly. And he would summon demons, and apparently one of his helpers or servants, whatever you call them, at night, he would say he would wake up screaming because he would say, oh, you need to see those big people of the New Age. You know, they're horrible, horrible. So he would see demons coming in. And people didn't know that he was worshiping demons. You know, mm-hmm. again, another example how the Antichrist will do it too. He'll speak Jesus this and Jesus that, but his actions will be different, you know. It's very interesting. When were people in Holland permitted to start talking against Hitler, if you know?
I think when he died. Oh, when he died, that was finally, it was finally over.
Yeah,
yeah, it was quite frightening for a long time because my grandfather said, if you said anything yeah. against him at all, you could yeah. be thrown into jail. The Gestapo could come and arrest you. They could put you under house arrest or throw you in jail. They could confiscate all your possessions. So it was a very frightening time.
And you yeah. know something, from what I understand, the Dutch people helped the Jews more than any other country, as a country. You know, the Diary of Anne Frank was
right.
a Jewish family
yeah.
that was also protected by the Dutch people. You mm-hmm. know, when you think about, you know her story, right?
Right, you know, yeah. I've been there. They have an Anne Frank Museum. And in fact, they just opened up a Corrie ten Boom Museum in Harlem, and it's free of charge, and you can go
wow.
and you can study and look at all her artifacts and things. It's wonderful because, you know, I meet Dutch people all the time, and a lot
yes.
of times they don't know about Corrie ten Boom, or maybe
really?
They've heard it through somewhere else, and then we
yes.
use that as a way to share the gospel.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, you said it twice now. Is the city Harlem, H-A-R-L-E-M?
Mm-hmm.
Same
right.
as yeah. Harlem in New York? Really?
Yeah, Dutch people founded that city in New York.
You're kidding.
Yeah, a lot of those names from New York are actually Dutch people that first moved there.
Yeah. I knew that generally. I did not know. Where is Harlem then in relation to Amsterdam? Is it in the city or far
yeah,
away?
Yeah, it's about an hour from Amsterdam. Yeah, you could take the train to get there.
So yeah. your grandparents, too, live in that city, right? Not exactly in Amsterdam.
Well,
know?
They've both passed away now. So
I mean, they did. They lived in
They
that
did,
city.
Yeah, they did.
Did they ever come to the United States or just your
they
parents?
They did. Yeah, they came when I got married, and they came when I was a little girl. And when I was 10 years old, we moved back to Europe. We lived in Italy for a while. We lived in Belgium.
Yes.
And when I lived overseas, then my Dutch family, I could visit them quite often.
Oh,
yeah.
Why did you go back there? What did your father do that took him back to Europe?
Well, my dad, he worked for 3M Company, and then he got a transfer in Italy. He got a transfer to Belgium, and then we finally came back to America. But altogether, I've lived about 7 years overseas.
So do you speak fluent Italian, Belgian, and Dutch?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, it's a little bit rusty. You know, when I went to school there, I went to American schools, but I've never been to a Dutch school. So I speak Dutch, you know, with my family, what I've learned from reading and things, but it's maybe not the best grammatically, but it's still part of my heritage. Yeah.
Exactly. And what's interesting to me, you have no accent. You know, like I was 14 when I came, and I know, especially when I'm tired, my accent comes in. You know, it's like, you know, M-I-S-S, you know, like Miss, you know, you call a teacher by a name. I would go, Miss Bernhardt, and S-H-I-T, you know, P-E-A-C-H became pitch. I had the hardest time going between those sounds. And I don't know, you were much younger, but with me, you know, when you hear American expressions and you're saying, what are they saying? You know, you take every word literally. And it took me a long time to know, that's what it means.
Yeah.
Another thing that happened, we lived up, by the way, in South Carolina for 5 months when we came. I like to say I'm this
Southern
girl.
Did you really? Wow.
Yeah. My father, my father had a furniture business in Israel. And before we came, he sold it, and he became a door-to-door peddler. So he was in partnership with a guy who lived in Charleston, South Carolina for a few months.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's
and,
about 2 hours from me, Charleston.
Really?
The beach area now.
Are you in the beach area? Charleston is at the beach too, right?
I mean, yeah, Charleston's in the beach. I'm in the Greenville area, which is more the city
part. North.
Yeah.
And it's further north, right?
Right.
So,
you
know, I mean, I didn't know anything about discrimination, you know, and we had no money, so we lived on one side of the street where white people, across the street were black people. You got on the bus, and it said colored, I think, from back to middle. So, you know, nobody tells me that. I went to sit in the back. And the black people and the black people said, little girl, you better not do this. You can get killed. Can you believe that? I could not believe it. And, you know, it was 1954, so apparently the case of Brown versus Board of Education just came down, you know, which allowed commingling in schools. And I'll never forget a Jewish lady, she was an acquaintance of my parents. She had a number tattooed on her arm. You know, she was a Holocaust survivor.
Yeah.
And she said, if they dare put a black child next to my child, I'm going to get them out of school. And, no, we couldn't talk. You know, European manners, you don't talk back. And I said, my God, lady, you've been so persecuted, and here you're doing the same thing here.
Yeah.
You know?
Wow.
So it's so sad.
Hypocrisy, you know.
Hypocrisy and history repeating itself again and again.
Yeah.
But go ahead, Nikki. Is there anything you would like to add about your background? I think you need to write your story, your family story. I think it would be amazing. And I think you should connect it with a Corrie ten Boom story. And you should, you know, because she was such a humble, you know, I saw her many times on TBN, you know, when she would give a testimony.
Right.
And I think then already she was in the 70s, right? In the
1970s? Yeah.
You know.
Right.
And what a wonderful, wonderful person. So we need to know that other people like that existed. And, you know, your family sure has done similar things, and people need to know that. You know, but what got you interested in that mind training machine? Let's go back to that. Why did you even look into it to begin with?
Well, I have a master's degree, and I was working on my master's, and there were some classes that I struggled with, like statistics for behavioral sciences, all the number crunching and things like that. And then somebody in my class told me, you know, you could get some Ritalin. You could go to your doctor and get some Ritalin, and it'll be able to concentrate really well and get through this. And so I did. I went to my doctor, and I got tested for attention deficit. They found, yes, you do have it. And I got this medicine. And, well, at first it worked like a charm. It was wonderful. I was like the bionic woman. I could race through my assignments. I did well. And it worked really well for me. But it's the law of gravity. What goes up has got to come down. And the medicine makes you high, and when it wears off, you come crashing down fast.
Oh,
and I had tears rolling down my face, and I felt so depressed and sad. And I could take another pill, but then I would be up all night. And I kind of felt like I got to the point where I said, no more Ritalin. I don't want to do this. It's not worth it. I was having side effects. I was having some obsessive compulsive things and looping, going over the same thing several times. And so I said, enough, I'm not taking it. And I graduated from school. I graduated with honors. I got my master's. I started working. And it wasn't until about 15 years later that a friend of mine came to me and said, Nikki, I've got this wonderful machine, and it enabled me to concentrate, tune out distractions, get organized. And I know this friend of mine, he really struggled in college. He was in a fog the whole time in college, and he said this machine changed his life. Well, I went to the company website to look at it, and it was just a picture and a little technical description. And it was $370. Well, it was very expensive, but I thought, if this works, if it really does what he says it will, then it will be worth every penny. So I purchased the machine, and I started using it, and it was just a miracle, the things that machine did for me.
What did it
the first time I used it, I got up and I went to my desk. I made a to-do list. I finished a book that I was reading. I finished all my work on my desk. And I started really getting organized. And it
and
was
focused.
Like, and it was just amazing. And then I asked myself, is this machine, is it the placebo effect? Is it working because I want it to work? Or is it working because I think it's going to work? Or is there really a science behind it? I want to know why does it work?
Yeah.
You know, and so that's what, as a journalist, I started to research it. I read everything I could find on this, and I kept asking questions. I would go to the company and ask questions. I would interview people. And I spent about 3 years researching and writing this book. And then finally, I took it to the company. I said, will you proofread it, because I want to make sure it's accurate. They gave me some feedback, and then the president of the company, he wrote the foreword for my book.
Wow.
And I finally got it published.
Yes. Let me ask you, is the result of the machine permanent? In other words, is it something that once you start, you have to use over and over for life? Or do you find that you use it once, and then after a few times, you don't need to use it as frequently? Or what is your experience?
It is a 60-day protocol. So you do one session. It's 22 minutes long. You do one session a day. You do it 5 days in a row, and then you go on to the next session. You do that 5 days in a row, then you go to the next one. So there are 12 sessions, and you do them five times each for a total of 60 days. And once you're finished with the program, you can stop using the machine, or you can use it just if you need a touch-up. Or you can use it every day, whatever you like. And people ask me all the time, if I use this machine, will my attention deficit disappear forever and never come back? And, you know, we all want something that works. We don't want to waste our time and energy on something that doesn't work.
Right.
And the machine will actually make permanent and lasting changes in your brain. It's like they say, your gains are sustained. So it will make a permanent change. Now, what can cause you to relapse is crisis or trauma. If you have a car accident, if you have a fight with a loved one, you start a new job, you get married, anything. Yeah. It could be a good thing or a bad thing. But if your brainwaves become disrupted for any reason, they may not go back to normal after the event has passed, but you don't need to run to your medicine cabinet. You just start using the machine and get back on track.
You know, when you were describing it, what I was visualizing, it's like you carve a trail in the brain, you know, and each time you use
a path,
that's a better word. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And that path gets deepened and deepened. And when you have a crisis, it like undoes a portion of the path. So an obstacle is created. So it sounds like when you go back on the machine, the path can be rebuilt at the time.
Exactly.
Because what I'm asking you
exactly
then,
right.
It is sort of a lifetime investment. You're not just buying it to use it for 60 days, which makes it worthwhile to have that machine, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, normally, you know, if you say, I only need it for 60 days, people would say, hey, why should I spend that kind of money? But it sounds like
well,
you have
it's inevitable that we will have storms in our life.
Right.
And this machine enables you to be prepared. I have many families that the mother uses it, the children uses it, the father uses it when he comes home from work, and the whole family is on the protocol. You know, in this machine, it's part of the Health Canada Initiative. It is manufactured in Canada, and they actually received a government patent. So if you live in Canada, you can go to your doctor's office, tell them that you have attention deficit, and it also it's used for other reasons like post-traumatic stress, for depression, for anxiety attacks, for panic, for seasonal affective disorder. There's a long list of things that it's good for. You can go to your doctor if you live in Canada, tell them you have this problem, tell them you want this machine, and it could be covered by your insurance because it's part of the Health Canada Initiative.
Why don't we have similar program here, or do you know?
That's a good question. And, you know, that's why I wrote my book. That's why I'm on the radio, because I want to get the word out.
Yeah.
I have had patients. Now, what I do, I wrote a four-page paper, and it's a free download on my website, Information for Your Doctor. So people can print that off, take it to their doctor, and I have had some customers who were successful in getting the machine covered by their insurance because they showed their doctor that documentation.
Can you kindly repeat again the name of your book where people can get it, and also the machine and how they can get it and how they can buy it on time before we go? Yeah, go ahead, please.
My website is www.trainyourbraintransformyourlife. Train Your Brain, Transform Your Life. And that's also the title of my book. My book is Train Your Brain, Transform Your Life, Conquer ADHD in 60 Days Without Ritalin. And the book is $24.99. The system is $370. And I have a bill me later, so you have up to 1 year to pay for it without interest. And I also have a 30-day money-back guarantee. If the system does not work for you for any reason, you can send it back and get a refund.
And is the machine very bulky, Nikki, or is it
It's very small. It's the headset, it's eyeglasses, and a little handheld unit, which is about the size of a Walkman. And it comes with a carrying case and an adapter for the wall.
And can it be operated by batteries in case there's no electricity?
Yes.
Because that would be a stress factor.
Both of them. Yeah, you can take it with you when you travel.
Oh,
and some people use it, you know, during their lunch break. So they take it with them to work or something.
What a great idea. And we do need to go on a break, so we'll cover a couple of things when we come back. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the show. We're so happy to have Nikki Van Valkenburg with us today. She's written the book about retraining your brain as the instrument to make your brain retrain. She's also a journalist and an author and a mom to two lovely children and a wonderful person. And I wanted to give you the call-in number should you have any questions or comments. You have the toll-free number, which is 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. I'm not too good with electronics, but Skype is BBS Radio, and or you can call 530-413-4522. We sure would love to hear from you. And Nikki, coming back to you now, you know what I was so interested also is not only the ADHD aspect of the machine, but the post-traumatic stress disorder, the PTSD, does that only apply to returning soldiers from the military service, or does that apply to other people? And what have you found out this machine can do?
Well, the machine does help for a post-traumatic stress disorder. And post-traumatic stress, it can be anything. It could be a military veteran who comes back from the war and sees flashbacks, hears voices, hears bombs going off, and is in a constant state of fight or flight. Post-traumatic stress can also be a person who has witnessed a traumatic crime or has been a part of some sort of activity. Also, breaking up and having a dysfunctional relationship, that can give you any number of symptoms like this.
Do they know why, especially soldiers, keep seeing scenes of the war? I mean, what part of the brain causes that, if you know?
Well, it's all chemical.
When
a person has post-traumatic stress disorder, they have an abundance of cortisol and adrenaline in the bloodstream, and it's not imaginary. There are real chemicals surging through the body, and they have too much of it, and they can't get rid of it.
Wow.
And that causes these symptoms.
So the machine was potentially proven to be able to eliminate that excess of chemical? Or how does it work?
Yes, they've done clinical studies with post-traumatic stress disorder. And what it is is the same thing with attention deficit as it is with PTSD. Your brain waves may be too fast, they may be hyperactive, or they may be too slow, they may be sluggish. But the system teaches your brain waves to be even-keeled. So the rhythm is not too fast, it's not erratic or hyper, and it's not too slow, it's not sluggish, it's just right, and it's an even-keeled rhythm. And that's what the system teaches.
What about people with epilepsy? From the little I know about it, isn't that when the brain fires too much electricity or too fast or something? Do you know anything about
epilepsy is also a problem of brainwaves.
Right.
And actually the system was kind of discovered that way, this protocol, because Dr. Barry Sterman, who discovered this rhythm, he called it the sensory motor rhythm because it was the sensory motor part of the brain. I like to call it the rhythm of peak performance because that's the intended outcome. But one day his lab assistant came to him, and her name was Margaret Fairbanks, and she had epilepsy. And she said, "Dr. Sterman, will you test that rhythm on me? You see, I can't get my driver's license."
We have a caller, Nikki.
Okay, sure.
Okay, go ahead, please. Who is there?
Hi, my name is Debbie.
Hi, Debbie. Nikki.
I was wondering if this machine would work for someone who has a problem with getting organized, if you're a hoarder.
Mm-hmm.
Could you hear her?
It would help with that. I haven't actually tested it on a person that has hoarding, but it does come with a 30-day money-back guarantee, so if it doesn't work for you, you can return it. But basically, that too could be a matter of being the erratic brainwaves, that you're locked into this pattern of storing things and not being able to get rid of things, and you're kind of locked into that pattern. So this machine, it would help unlock that, so you're free to do something else, free to get organized.
Oh, that's
and it would
great.
Actually teach you that sensory motor rhythm or that rhythm of peak performance, so you could get free of the hoarding behavior.
Oh, that's great.
Does that answer your question?
It.
Please tell her where she can get it, Nikki. Go ahead.
I'd love to talk to you, Debbie. If you want to email me after the show, you can just send me an email. It's nickyv@bellsouth.net, nickyv@bellsouth.net. And my website is trainyourbraintransformyourlife.com. Some people like to talk to me in person and tell me more, and I'd be happy to do that. Judge Eve, can I share a quick success story with you?
Yes. Yes, please, and with Debbie as well. Thank you, Debbie.
All right.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Last week, I got a telephone call from a lady in Colorado, and she purchased it's called the Alert, brain training system, and she purchased it for her autistic daughter who has post-traumatic stress.
Oh, my
goodness.
And her
daughter was actually traumatized at school. And the daughter, she had to go to the bathroom, and the teacher refused to let her go. And the teacher mocked her in front of the class and made her clean it up. After that, the girl refused to go back to school, and she developed severe social anxiety. She would have panic attacks at the grocery store, and whenever they were out in public, she would get all jittery and nervous, and she just felt like she had to leave.
Her mother bought
the machine for her. She's in her 20s.
Oh, okay.
And the mother bought the machine for the daughter, and the daughter began using the machine. And at first, the mother noticed small changes, like the daughter was showing more affection. She was hugging and kissing her mom, and she was opening up more. And, the girl also has autism.
Yes.
So they don't talk very much. But after using the machine for just 2 weeks, the girl asked her mom, can we take a bike ride together? And they started to do this every day. They were riding their bikes, and then they slowly started going out together. And they'd go to the grocery store. They'd go shopping at the mall and to the movies. And all of a sudden, the meltdowns were gone. The social anxiety, the sweat, the anxiety, the jittery, all of that just slowly faded away.
Wow.
And the mother, she said the most beautiful thing to me. She said, Nikki, I feel like I'm coming out of darkness. For the longest time, I was a prisoner. I was a prisoner in my own home. I couldn't go anywhere because my daughter would have a panic attack. And now we go everywhere, we do things together, and this machine, it changed my life for the better, and I'm so grateful.
And you know what? Maybe this machine can help autism as well. What do you think? Maybe they haven't made enough studies.
That's what we're seeing more and more, that it does help with autism.
You know, we're fearfully and wonderfully made, you know, and we barely begin to scratch the powers of the brain, you know. I heard somebody tell me one time that we have more energy in our brain than any nuclear bomb that's ever been invented, you know, and we're barely using we're barely using 8 to 10% of our brain, so like what's in the other 90%? You know, the movies, the shows, The Incredible Hulk. You know, how about a little mother, she weighs 100 pounds, and a child gets pinned under a car, and she's able to lift a 3,000-pound car. So maybe this machine is the ability to transform or, you know, take a non-functioning brain or functioning in an unacceptable manner and makes it function to its ultimate benefit. You know, I'd ask you that before, but I'll ask you again.
Or a sleepy brain. With attention deficit, a person has a sleepy brain. They just can't get into gear. They need coffee. They need energy drinks to get into gear, to get going. And this machine actually gently wakes up the brain, and it takes you to a higher level. Instead of being sluggish, it teaches you a more even-keeled brainwave rhythm. So
when
really can be phenomenal.
When I can, I have to get one. I sure could use that. Let me ask you this. Do you think that the retraining of the brain then maybe even has more benefits than have been even discovered? Maybe not yet discovered, I should say.
You know, there's so much money to be made with drugs and medicine.
The
pharmaceutical industry is a multi-billion dollar industry. And when you watch the television news at night, you see all ads for drugs and things like that, and they're the advertising. They help put that news on the air. So it's no wonder that the media is not reporting on brain training. They're financially backed by a lot of the pharmaceutical industry. But the tide is changing. On PBS, on public broadcasting, on TV, we often see Dr. Daniel Amen. And he is a psychiatrist, and he has researched the brain, and he's written wonderful books like Change Your Brain, Change Your Life, and he has a brain scan, and he's doing a lot of things about the brain. And there's another wonderful book that's a bestseller, The Brain That Changes Itself, by Dr. Norman Doidge. And things like that. It's slowly getting the word out about brain training.
That's fantastic. You know, one quick question, because I think we have only a couple of minutes. I've asked you that before. Do you think the brain training helps someone spiritually as well? Does it take them out of the cognitive or reasonable brain up to the higher level of the brain?
Well, I don't know about that, but I do know that a lot of times psychological problems like post-traumatic stress or attention deficit, this can keep us from living a happy and fulfilled life. Maybe
right.
It's even difficult to read the Bible because you can't concentrate or you can't do your job. And
yes.
I think when any of those things happen, it can cause a lot of unhappiness and grief. So by using this machine and the healing that occurs, it can be a spiritual blessing as well.
That's fantastic. Nikki, please tell the people again the name of your book, where they can get it, and the machine, and how they can get that. And if I may, before you do that, I just want to mention my website is www.90210holocaust.com, the story of my parents' Holocaust in America because of my belief in Jesus and being a Jewish judge born in Jerusalem. And my book is Diary of the Sabra, Faith in Action, which can be gotten on that website. But, Nikki, please go ahead, tell us again about your book, the name of the book, the cost, and the machine, and where to get both, please.
All right. My website is Train Your Brain, Transform Your Life. And I have my book is also Train Your Brain, Transform Your Life, and it's $24.99. And then I have an upgrade, which is an actual 60-day brain training system, and that's $370. And we have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and we also have a Bill Me Later program where you have up to 1 year to pay without interest.
And that means approximately $35 a month. And again, the guarantee, if it doesn't work, people can return the machine and get their money back. Is that correct?
Thank you, Nikki.
Thank you so much for being on the show. Thank you for who you are, for who your family is. And I just bless you, and I know that you will be known all over the world with what you do. In Jesus' name, you have a blessed day, and all of you people, have a blessed day. Thank you for being with us. And next time we're going to have Pastor Mark Hanneman, who is a demonologist. He has a show called Christian Paranormal, and he frees people of demonic influences. I look forward to seeing you all in 2 weeks. God bless you. Thank you. And bye-bye. Hevenu shalom alechem, Hevenu shalom alechem, Hevenu shalom alechem, Hevenu shalom, shalom, shalom alechem, Hevenu shalom alechem, Hevenu shalom alechem, Hevenu shalom alechem, Hevenu shalom, shalom, shalom alechem. Hevenu shalom, shalom, shalom aleichem.